we're not just Christian writ broad. We care about very particular things. We're just not people that go to church or have been raised in a Christian family. We have a doctrinal statement that is central to our entire message of redemption. There are certain sine qua nons, that is, essential pieces to that message, which includes man in the image of God, man fallen, man needing redemption, and all men needing redemption because they all come from the same fallen couple. Now, how do you make sense of the entire redemptive story of the Bible if the Darwinian model, as characteristically offered, is true? The question needs to be asked, if you're going to talk about theistic evolution, and the evolution you mean is the blind watchmaker's thesis, and the theism that you mean is classical Christianity, you have to answer the question, what is it that God actually did if he so-called used evolution? But the more serious problems are the theological ones, because it seems that certain features of Christian orthodoxy, Todd, are impossible to reconcile with the Darwinian model. And, for example, if Adam and Eve might not have been our first parents, well, what then? How do we make sense of the entire narrative of Scripture, the salvation history, if that wasn't the case? That's a huge problem.